This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former President Barack Obama has harshly criticized President Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic as an absolute chaotic disaster, according to a recording obtained by Yahoo News. In the recording, Obama says, "It would have been bad even with the best of governments. It has been an absolute chaotic disaster when that mindset of what's in it for me and to heck with everybody else is operationalized in our government." Yahoo quoted Obama as saying, "What we're fighting against is these long-term trends in which being selfish, being tribal, being divided, and seeing others as an enemy have become stronger in American life." Obama's comments came during a Friday call with 3,000 members of the Obama Alumni Association, people who served in his administration. President Trump has consistently defended and boasted of his response to the virus, saying that travel restrictions from China and Europe, as well as social distancing guidelines, have prevented far greater damage. U.S. regulators have approved a new type of coronavirus test that administration officials have said could be a key to opening up the country. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Food and Drug Administration has given emergency authorization for antigen tests developed by Quidel Corporation. Currently, the only way to diagnose active COVID-19 is to test a patient's nasal swab for the genetic material of the virus. While considered highly accurate, the tests can take hours and require expensive specialized equipment. Antigen tests can diagnose active infections by detecting the earliest toxic traces of the virus, rather than the genetic code of the virus itself. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. Little Richard, the self-proclaimed architect of rock and roll, has died at the age of 87. His family said that the flamboyant entertainer died after a battle with bone cancer. We get more from Reuters producer Jillian Kitchener.
Little Richard had built his groundbreaking sound with a blend of boogie-woogie, rhythm and blues, and gospel. At his peak in the 1950s and early 60s, Richard pounded the piano like a madman and shouted, moaned, and trilled hits like Long Tall Sally and Lucille. His music drew in both young black and white fans at a time when parts of the United States were still strictly segregated. Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, James Brown, Otis Redding, David Bowie, and Rod Stewart are among the artists who have cited Little Richard as an influence.
That report was produced by Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. Russian President Vladimir Putin marked Victory Day, Russia's most important secular holiday, in a ceremony stripped of its usual military parade and pomp because of the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Solemn music framed the tone as Putin laid flowers at the tomb of the unknown soldier just outside the Kremlin walls and gave a short address honoring the valor and suffering of the Soviet army during the war. Whilst this year's commemorations had been expected to be especially large because it is the 75th anniversary, the Red Square military parade and a mass procession called the Immortal Regiment were postponed as part of measures to stifle the spread of the virus. The only vestige of the conventional show of military might was a flyover of central Moscow by 75 warplanes and helicopters. I'm Karen Chamas.
Three young children have died in New York and New Jersey from what officials confirm in at least one case is COVID-19 and are investigating in the other two. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Governor Cuomo cautions this is new and developing, but warns parents and doctors to be on the lookout for
symptoms similar to Kawasaki disease or toxic shock-like syndrome.
At least 73 children have been sickened, and Cuomo says the three that died all had COVID or the antibodies, but those were not the symptoms they showed when entering the hospital.
This is the last thing that we need at this time with all that's going on, with all the anxiety we have.
The governor also says the state's death toll ticked up to 226, 10 more than a day earlier, but hospitalizations are down. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.